Okay, so I've been watching the history repeat itself, right? Not only on the news and the media, but in my world, my little small world, I watched it happen too. We went back all the way to 1928. The virus. We also went back to the stock market crash, right? And we went back to the 1960s, the race wars. We went back to riots and stuff. And now we're about 4 years out. The loop had to go through the cycle again real fast for some reason. We're about 4 years out now, back to normal. And you actually see it kind of prophesied in the they didn't know they were doing it. It's just in the movie, like a WandaVision movie. You see the fractal. The WandaVision clip shows you that we went back in time and we're like viewing time at different instances. So we went all the way back to 28 or something like that, 1918, whenever the Spanish flu was and the stock crash. And we went all the way back, then we came up to, we moved up to the 50s, 60s, 80s. Now we're about 4 years out, back to where we should be. And I don't really understand why, but I'm watching it. You can actually see the V-shaped recovery in the stock market. It's actually a measurement of where we are in the reboot process. It's a rebooting. I'm sitting here trying to figure it out as I'm talking, and it's blowing my mind. 4 years out. And the reason I know we're about 4 years out is something in my little world, you know. And so watch out. There's going to be people show back up in your world that are going to try to get you to live in the old. It's like a machine with memory, a data CD player or something like that. So it spun all the way back to 1918 or 1928, and it's coming back in full force. So we're about 4 years out, it looks like. And I would say 2020, it's like an exponential thing. So in 1 year, we went all the way back to 1918 flu, if that's the year, or 28. And so now this is August, so we're, let's see, 1920. 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. We're back to about 4 years off now. I know it sounds crazy, but I've been watching it. It's obvious what's happening. Just watch the news. It's all repeated. Everything around you is repeating. And it goes back to reboot. This is why they're saying stay in lockdown for a little bit longer, because we're out like 4 years out. Time is trying to catch up back up to where it was, you know. It had to reboot. The magician priest class, they know how this thing works. There's always a reboot. You see it in the Bible. The flood, that was the baptism by flood, right? And then you see the baptism by fire. And you see it with the born-again people, but you see it with nations. Nations are birthing entities. The word nation means birth. So the reboot is like a birthing. We went through a lot really fast. So everything reboots like daily, weekly, yearly, monthly, yearly. 10 years. So we rebooted back 10 years. We rebooted back 100 years. And then you saw it 10 years. Now we're like at 4 years. And so we're almost back to where we were. It's really happening. It has to reboot because the energy of the flesh is nothing but sin and death. And so the system has to reboot. The earth has to reboot. That's why there was a flood and there's going to be a fire. The system has to reboot. It's not a maybe, and it's not even a question of sound doctrine. It is the way it is. Every day reboots. And so the system had to reboot. It's not really anything that mankind can do about it. It's just mankind needs the reboot. That's why you go to sleep every night. You need a reboot. So if I was to summarize it, I just decoded it while I was talking. We had to go back 100 years for the system reboot. Now it's catching back up. We're 4 years out.